Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 3. Is it Chapter 5? Text number 42. Text number 38. This is an extremely long purport. Okay. So I'll just say the Sanskrit through once, and then we can all say it together a couple of times, because it's very long. Kutadishu prajarajan kalavichanti sambhavam kalo kalu bhavishyanti narayana parayana kachikachin maharaja dhrapadeshu chaburisha tamrapani nadiyatra kitamala payasini Kaveri Chamapunya Patichi Chamahanari Ye Bivanti Jalanta Sammanuja Manuteshwara Ayo Bhakta Bhagavati Vasudeve Malashayaha. Okay, everyone together. Sitadishu Prajarajan Kalavichanti Sambhavam Kalo Kalu Bhavishanti Narayana Parayana Kachit Kachin Maharaja Radhideshu Chaburisha Tamrapani Nadiyatra Sitamala Payasini Kaveri Cha Mahapunya Patichi Cha Mahanadi Yepi Banti Jalam Tasam Manuja Manujeshwara Kaya Bhakta Bhagavati Vasudeve Mailashaya Krita Adishu of Satya and the other earlier ages. Praja, the inhabitants. Rajan, O King. Kalo, in Kali Yuga. Ichanti, they want. Sambhavam, birth. Kalo, in Kali. Kalu, certainly. Bhavishyanti, there will be. Narayana Parayana. Does anyone know what it means? You can see it. It's cheating. Devotees who dedicate their lives to the service of Lord Narayan. Their lives to the service of Lord Narayan. Quachit, quachit. Here and there. Maharaj. O great monarch. Dravideshu. In the province of South India. Cha. But. Burisha. Especially plentiful. Tamraparini. Name Tamraparni, Nadi, the river, Yatra, where, Kritamala, Payashvini, Kaveri, Cha, and Mahapunya, extremely pious, Pratichi, name Pratichi, Cha, and Mahanadi, the Mahanadi, yea, those who, Pibanti, drink, Jalam, the water, Tasam, of these, Manuja, humans, Manuja Ishvara, O Lord of men, Nimi, Paya, for the most part, Bhakta, devotees, Bhagavati, of the personality of Godhead. Vasudeva, Lord Vasudeva, Amala Ashaya, having spotless hearts. Translation. My dear king, the inhabitants of Satyayuga and other ages eagerly desire to take birth in this age of Kali, since in this age there will be many devotees of the Supreme Lord Narayan. These devotees will appear in various places, but will be especially numerous in South India. O Master of men, in the age of Kali, those persons who drink the waters of the holy rivers of Dravida Desha, such as the Tamraparani, Kritamala, Payasvani, the extremely pious Kaveri, and the Pratichi Mahanadi, will almost all be pure-hearted devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Purport by the followers of Srila Prabhupada. It's a very long purport, maybe not even. Okay, the Vedas contain information of past, present, and future living conditions throughout the universe. This is not very wonderful. For example, although at present time in India we are experiencing spring weather, we know that in the future the torrid summer will come, followed by the rainy season, autumn, and eventually winter, and a new spring. Similarly, we know that these seasons have occurred repeatedly in the past. Thus, just as ordinary human beings can understand the past, present, and future seasons of the earth, the liberated followers of Vedic culture can easily understand the past, present, and future conditions of the seasonal ages of the earth and other planets. The inhabitants of Satyayuga are certainly aware of the conditions of Kali Yuga. They know that in Kali Yuga, the difficult material situation forces the living entity to take complete shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that the inhabitants of Kali Yuga therefore develop a high degree of love of Godhead. Therefore, although the inhabitants of Satyayuga are far more sinless, truthful, and self-controlled than the people of other ages, they desire to take birth in Kali Yuga in order to taste pure love of Krishna. Without association with the devotees of the Lord, no one can become an advanced devotee of the Lord. Therefore, since in Kali Yuga, other Vedic processes collapse due to the unfavorable condition, and since the only authorized Vedic process is the devotional chanting of the Lord's holy name, which is available to everyone, there will undoubtedly be innumerable Vaishnavas or devotees of the Lord in this age. Birth in this age is very favorable for one who is eager to associate with the devotees. In fact, the Krishna Consciousness Movement is establishing authorized Vaishnava temples throughout the world so that in innumerable areas one may avail himself of association with pure Vaishnavas. Association with the devotees of the Lord is far more valuable than any amount of association with persons who are merely self-controlled, sinless, or expert in Vedic scholarship. Therefore, it is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Muktanam Apisidanam Narayana Parayana Sudurlava Prashantatma Kirtishvati Mahamune. O great sage, among many millions who are liberated and perfect in knowledge of liberation, one may be a devotee of Lord Narayan or Krishna. Such devotees who are fully peaceful are extremely rare. Similarly, it is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majjha 22:54, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sabha Shastri Koi, Lava Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sabha Siddhi Hoi. The verdict of all revealed scriptures is that by even a moment's association with a pure devotee, one can attain all success. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the words Kwachit, Kwachit in this verse indicate that in Kali Yuga, Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya will appear in Gaudadesh in the district of Nadia. And from this pivotal point, he will gradually expand the flood of love of Godhead to cover the entire earth. Many exalted devotees, such as Sri Advaitacharya, also take birth in Gaudadesh. The process of chanting the holy name of Krishna, Krishna Kirtan, is not limited to Kali Yuga. In the Vishnu Dharma, in relation to the story of the fallen son of a Brahmin, it is stated, Yena Janma Satai Purvam Vasudeva Samachita Tanmuke Hari Namani Sadati Stanti Bharata. O descendant of Bharata, The holy names of Lord Vishnu are always vibrating in the mouth of one who has previously worshipped Vasudeva perfectly for hundreds of lifetimes. Did I miss a thing?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is such a long purple. Nadeshe niyamastatra, nakala niyamastatra, nochita stau nishedasacha, sri arenamne lubdaka. There is no restriction of place or time, nor any injunction forbidding the acceptance of remnants of foods, etc., when one has become greedy to chant the name of Sri Hari. Similarly, it is stated in the Skanda Purana, the Vishnu Dharma and the Vaishaka Mahatmya section of the Padma Purana, Chakra Yugasya Namani Siddha Savatra Kirtayet, names of the Supreme Lord, who has the disc as his weapon, should be glorified always and everywhere. Similarly, the Skanda Purana writes, Nadesha Kalavastatma Shudatikam Apekshate Kintu Satantram Evaitam Nama Kamita Kamadam. The name of the Lord need not be chanted with regard to place, time, circumstantial conditions, preliminary self-purification, or any other factors. Rather, it is completely independent of all other processes and rewards all the desires of those who eagerly chant it. Similarly, it is stated in the Vishnu Dharma, Kalo Krita Yugam Tatsya Kalistasya Kite Yuge Yasya Chetati Govinda Hridaye Yasya Machita. The one who has Lord Govinda in his heart, Satya Yuga becomes manifest in the midst of Kali. And conversely, even Satya Yuga becomes Kali Yuga for one who does not have the infallible Lord in his heart. The holy name of Krishna is potent everywhere, at all times and in all circumstances. Therefore, one should always chant the holy names of the Lord, either in Kali Yuga, Satya Yuga, in heaven or in hell, or in Vaikuntha. Krishna's holy name is eternally none different from him, and Krishna is eternally the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, it is not that the holy name is powerful in this age, only because other processes are not effective. It is also stated in the Sri Vishnu Purana that chanting the holy name of the Lord is far more potent than simply trying to remember the Lord through meditation. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami has stated, Ekanna vijyamananam ruchitam nakakurubayam yoginam ripanirnitam harinam anakirtanam. O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. In his commentary on this verse in the Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada has written, according to Sri Sukadeva Goswami, this way of attaining success is an established fact concluded not only by him, but also by all other previous acharyas. Therefore, there is no need of further evidence. The reader may consult Srila Prabhupada's purport to this verse for a detailed explanation of the chanting in the holy name of the Lord and the offenses to be avoided in such chanting. In the Vaishnava Chintamani, there is the following statement. Agachit smaranam vishna bahavayasena sadhyate ushtasthandana matrena kirtanam tutatovaram. Although capable of destroying all sins, remembrance of Lord Vishnu is achieved only with extraordinary effort. On the other hand, one may perform Krishna kirtan simply by moving one's lips, and thus this process is superior. Srila Jiva Goswami has also quoted the following verse. Yes, you go ahead. Give me a break. Yena jamma sitai purvam vasudeva samachita tanmuke harinamani sadatishtanti bharata. O descendant of Bharata, the holy names of Lord Vishnu are always vibrating in the mouth of one who has previously worshipped Vasudeva perfectly for hundreds of lifetimes. The same idea is conveyed in the Srimad Bhagavatam by Srimati Devahuti in her statement to her son, Kapila. Aho bata svapachako garyan yajiva garinat devam tadam tadyam te pustapaste juhavushna shuraya brahmanachur nama grinantiyate. Oh, how glorious are they whose tongues are chanting your holy name. Even if born in the families of dog eaters, such persons are worshipable. Persons who chant the holy name of your lordship must have executed all kinds of austerities and fire sacrifice and achieved all the good manners of the Aryans. To be chanting the holy name of your lordship, they must have bathed at holy places of pilgrimage, studied the Vedas and fulfilled everything required. Bhagavatam 3.33.7. Therefore, Srila Jiva Goswami has concluded that it is possible to perform kirtan equally in all ages. In Kali Yuga, however, the Supreme Personality of God, by His causeless mercy, personally induces the living entities to take the holy name. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has thus quoted the Lord as follows. O conditioned souls who are foolishly sleeping on the lap of the witch called Maya, I brought an excellent medicine to cure the disease of your illusion. This medicine is called Harinam. It is my holy name, and by taking this medicine you will get all perfection in life. Therefore I sincerely request you to please take this medicine that I personally brought for you. In the verse 32 of this chapter, it was stated, Yagyai Sankirtan Prayai Janti Sumedasa. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the words Sankirtan Prayai, which means mainly by the process of Sankirtan, indicate that although other processes such as deity worship may be performed to some extent in Kali Yuga, such processes, in order to be successful, must be favorably connected with the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. One who is performing worship of the Krishna deity should know that the most central part of such deity worship is constant chanting of the holy names of the Lord. On the other hand, one who has perfectly chanted the holy name of the Lord need not depend on other processes as expressed in the following famous mantra. Harinama, 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 Kevalam, Kalo, Nasteva, 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 Kathira, Nyata. In this age of Kali, there is no alternative, there is no alternative, there is no alternative for spiritual progress other than the holy name, the holy name, the holy name of the Lord. Brihad Naradiya Purana, Brihad Naradiya Purana 38.126. As proved by all these evidences, the statement in the Bhagavatam, Kalim Sabha Jayantyaya, that spiritually advanced persons worship the age of Kali due to the facilities offered in this age by the Lord, is not at all contradictory. At the end of verse 14 in this chapter, it is stated, Prayo Bhakta Bhagavati Vasudeva Malaya Shaya. In general, those who are able to regularly drink the waters of the holy rivers of South India will be pure-hearted devotees of Lord Vasudeva. The word prayo, or in general, indicates that those who are offensive to the Lord's devotees, although claiming themselves to be devotees, are not included in the list of Amalashaya, or pure-hearted souls. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has pointed out that one should not be bewildered by seeing the apparently poverty-stricken condition of the inhabitants of South India. Even nowadays, the inhabitants of the places mentioned in this verse generally spend their days with meager eating and clothing and live as great renounced devotees of the Supreme Lord. In other words, clothes do not make the man. To live as a polished animal, dressing oneself luxuriously and gratifying the senses with rich foodstuffs, is not the actual symptom of an advanced transcendentalist. Although the residents of South India are generally Sri Vaishnavas or devotees in Lakshmi Sampradaya, they are recognized as devotees of the Lord by the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. According to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, their austere living conditions should be taken as a good qualification, not a disqualification. Hare Krishna. So, this is an important verse, really. The inhabitants of Satyayuga and other ages eagerly desire to take birth in this age of Kali, since in this age there will be many devotees of the Supreme Lord Narayan. Om Agyantam Ramasyaganandanam Shlakaya Chakshuramanitam Yena Tasmaya Shukadeya Namaha. So it seems that the fact that there are, will be many devotees of the Supreme Lord in this age is one aspect of the benefits of being born in the Kali Yuga, but another benefit, of course, is that Lord Chaitanya came to give pure love of God, and this is a wonderful benediction that was not offered in any other age. As when I gave class last time here, I was talking about how all the different incarnations of the Lord, they don't have the same benefits that Lord Chaitanya gave Matsya, Karma, Parashuram, none of them gave love of God to the extent that Lord Chaitanya did, or as easily by a process that he did. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which was kindly translated by, well, not translated, edited by Pundarik Vijayanathi Prabhu, who's right here, there's a verse, it says, I am cheated, I am cheated. Of this there is no doubt. No, that's the wrong one. Sorry. Get to that one later. Now it says here, what benefit did the world attain when Lord Rama, Lord Nrisimha, and many other incarnations of God had killed so many Rakshasa and Daitya demons? How important is it that Lord Kapila and other incarnations revealed the paths of Sankhya and Yoga? How glorious is it that Lord Brahma and other guna avatars create, maintain, and destroy the material universes? How auspicious is it that Lord Varaha lifted the earth from the Garbhagatha ocean? We do not consider any of these activities to be very important. The most important thing is that Lord Chaitanya has revealed the great splendor of pure love of Krishna. Let us glorify that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, because this is not an ordinary person speaking this verse, and Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the creme de la creme of the Vedas, glorifies all these great personalities, Lord Kapila, his instructions are very important. So for us, they're very important, but for Prabodhananda Saraswati, they weren't as important. Prabodhananda Saraswati is none other than Tanga Vidya, who is one of the Astasakis, so he is not an ordinary person. And he was, of course, in South India when Lord Chaitanya went to tour the South, on his tour of South India. He went to many of the places mentioned in this purport. He bathed in the Kaveri River, and it's said that millions of the inhabitants of South India became devotees, millions, and that there were so many of them, he couldn't possibly count them. This is South India. So, it's, maybe now we don't see so many devotees in South India. Of course, we have temples in many places. And, of course, Tirupati, I guess that's, is that considered South India? Tirupati, there are so many devotees going to the temple there every day. I don't know how many, maybe 20,000 a day. Shiva Ramaraj is very impressed by the management there, the Tirupati temple management. There are several temples in that area which are very, very well managed. And of course, we have our ISKCON temple there, which was built specifically by devotees selling Srila Prabhupada's books to the pilgrims as they were going up to the Balaji temple. Shiva Ramaraj also, he's an authority to me, but maybe somebody has some other evidence. He said that temple is 5 million years old. The deity is 5 million years old, Balaji. Of course, it's a form of Krishna. So it's very important. So there are still so many devotees in South India. And Prabodhananda Saraswati, he was a great devotee, and he gave this benediction. And writing the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that's what that quote was from, because basically the benefit of being born in the Kali Yuga is, as Srila Prabhupada said, he was giving a lecture, and he said, I've come to teach you how you can dance with Krishna in the Rasa dance. That benediction was not offered by anybody else. So this is also described that Lord Chaitanya has appeared in this Kali Yuga. He's the most munificent incarnation because he is freely giving love of Krishna. So we are very fortunate that we have this opportunity. And Prabodhananda Saraswati, he was in this area where Lord Chaitanya went. Lord Chaitanya also defeated the Buddhists on that trip. But Prabodhananda Saraswati, he also composed the Chaitanya Chandramrita and the Vrindavan Mahimamrita. In the Vrindavan Mahimamrita, he is beseeching everybody to go live in Vrindavan. He is begging everybody that, you know, he's got nothing to gain from this. He is simply trying to encourage everybody how to develop love of Krishna, how to see Krishna and Radha in their lives, how to become attracted to Vrindavan. So this is really what Krishna consciousness is all about. This is what the preaching is all about. How to qualify ourselves to go to Vrindavan. Because, you know, that is where our eternal destination will be, hopefully. That will be in Vrindavan. That we'll see Radha and Krishna. And we will be in the most perfect place within the whole of the creation. But he's lamenting also. He's taking the part of the conditioned soul. Even though he's one of the Astasakis, he is saying, I am cheated, I am cheated. Of this there is no doubt. Although Lord Gaura has plunged the entire world in a flood of love of Krishna, I have not been touched by even a drop. So this is the mood of a real devotee, that we have to have this understanding that the greatest devotees, even we were singing that song this morning, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, that they are feeling that they have no love, that they're very sinful, they're not qualified, and they're the most fallen. So this is the qualification that we have to develop, because ultimately, if we did have love of God, any of us, maybe you do, I'm sure some of you do, more than I do, but to actually love Krishna, it is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that one's physical body could not cope with the symptoms of love of God, because the physical body is not a fit vehicle for the highest symptoms of love of God. Therefore, we know that when Krishna played his flute, he played his flute, and some of the gopis, they were constrained from going to be with him. They were already in Krishna Lila, they were already in Gokula Vrindavan, but they couldn't go to be with Krishna when he played his flute. Why was that? Because they still had some impurities. Even when you go to Gokula, it seems that you may still have some impurities to be freed from. So when Krishna played his flute, they were held back. They couldn't go to be with Krishna because they were wives and mothers, and their family members wouldn't let them go. So they had to stay, and the pain of not being able to go with Krishna was so great that they were lamenting so much that they got purified of any last vestige of impurities, and then they were qualified. They could go with Krishna. So it's it's a real challenge to develop love of God, because there are so many distractions in this material world. And so it's a very it's a rare thing to develop love of God. Of course, Lord Chaitanya gave it to the animals by his association. Even the animals got love of God. So if it's possible for the animals, it's definitely possible for human beings who get Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So according to Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, the extent to which we can achieve love of God is the extent to which we extend ourselves to spread Krishna's message, Lord Chaitanya's message. That's the extent. So, of course, anybody who supports ISKCON, donates money, pays obeisance to the deities, or even is dressing the deities on a Sunday. So many people come, the people see the deities, so the pujaris, they are getting love of God because they're engaged in the preaching. Shiva Ramaswamy was talking about how, because they have a lot of guests that come to their farm in Hungary, he's trying to make a self-sufficient community, totally self-sufficient. So to do that, you need about 1,000 people. They have about 150 there right now, but actually to be totally self-sufficient, you need about 1,000 people, because you need people to make shoes, and obviously people can't really just make shoes for 150 people. There wouldn't really be enough to do. Anyway, somehow or other he's figured out. But when people go to New Brajadham and they see the community there, they see the Goshal is very beautiful. When they see the deities there, their lives are changed. It changes their lives. So all the devotees there, whether pujaris or looking after the cows in the Goshal, they're all a part of this preaching. So it's a wonderful thing how to engage everybody in directly spreading Krishna consciousness by establishing a community like that. It's an amazing thing. Because here we have the opportunity, there are so many people in America, so many people who need to hear about Krishna. So we should all try to take Krishna's message to all the unfortunate living beings who are in the Kali Yuga, to make them fortunate so that they can reap the benefit of being born in the Kali Yuga. The Kali Yuga, as we know, it's an ocean of faults, just like the ocean is full of waves. So Kali Yuga is also full of faults. Everywhere you go, you see so many anomalies, so much pollution, so much garbage, so much hypocrisy, so much dissatisfaction, so much greed. But this is an impetus, because it makes it so clear that you can't really enjoy in the material world. This is one of the benefits of the Kali Yuga, that the Kali Yuga is so decrepit. Just like when people get old, their bodies start to give them problems. They get all kinds of diseases and aches and pains. So as the world, as the universe, as the ages go by, the world becomes more and more decrepit and degraded and unattractive. So this is the benefit of the Kali Yuga, that just imagine if we have to stay here. The symptoms of Kali Yuga are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that at the end of this age, people will be lucky to be living 20 years of age. You'll be considered an old man if you live to be 20. That people become very short, like dwarfs. They become so degraded, so sinful. So we can imagine how we've devolved. Just like the language, Sanskrit, is a very complicated language. It takes 12 years to learn the grammar. People can't even speak it anymore. So There's no equivalent words in any other language for many of the words, the subtleties. So basically that means that people were more intelligent. Everyone spoke Sanskrit. Devanagari, it's the language of the gods. So in this age, people have become very degraded. This is described that people are always disturbed, they're lazy, they're misguided, they're unlucky, they're quarrelsome. So what sane person would want to keep coming back to this world knowing that, according to the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's going to get more and more degraded, that people become so degraded that they even eat their own children. Of course, now we know that people kill their own children. And they had an ice cream shop in London. It's insane. They were getting adult women's breast milk and making ice cream out of it. Anyway, so this is the craziness of the Kali Yuga. It's completely insane. And so we should be very serious about going back to Godhead, about getting out of the material world, because it is not a wonderful place. It is actually getting worse by the day, practically speaking. Of course, we have faith that Lord Chaitanya's message will change society, and we can be a part of that. Maybe if we're not fortunate enough to go back to God at the end of this life, well, back to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his humility, he was saying, let me be born as an insect, as long as it's in the home of a devotee. So, you know, we have the example of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but we should aspire to go back to Godhead at the end of this life, because we should be very afraid of taking birth again. Taking birth again itself is a very painful thing. To be born again, to just imagine having to wear diapers again. And, you know, it's just a horrible concept. And then, you know, going back to school again. I remember when I was in school, the food we had to eat, it was so horrible. I went to a private school. And you had to, it was terrible. You had to take a bag in to the lunch to kind of hide, because you couldn't eat it. We had Spam fritters. They were so it's just gross. Anyway, so you want to be careful not to come back. So we have to be very serious. So we have this opportunity to join Krishna. Maybe we can, Lord Brahma, he's praying. Lord Brahma, he is the head of our sampradaya. He is praying, let me be fortunate enough to, my greatest possible good fortune would be to be born as one of the blades of grass or plants in Vrindavan, so that the dust of the lotus feet of the inhabitants in Vrindavan will fall upon me. So this is, and Uddhava, he similarly prayed the same, that to take birth in any form of life in Vrindavan is the aspiration of a devotee, to not have to take birth again anywhere else, unless we're sent here. Just like Srila Prabhupada, he said that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had told some of his disciples to take birth to assist Srila Prabhupada in his mission. So we see that some devotees, when Srila Prabhupada came to the West, they immediately gave up everything, practically. They gave up everything and they completely absorbed themselves in spreading Krishna consciousness. So it's amazing that born in America or born in the West, but they dedicated everything. So we can aspire maybe to be like that if we have to take birth again. Of course, in one sense, coming back to the material world means that we may not get an opportunity to preach anymore, which in one sense is a little bit not that exciting, because telling people about Krishna, distributing books, that is the nectar for which we're always anxious. So if we don't get that opportunity, that wouldn't be very nice, but I'm sure there's other nectar. Like Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, he came here, Srila Prabhupada descended from the spiritual world, he told us, Krishna asked him to come down. So all these personalities, they come to the material, but they only come here for one reason. They only come here to write books, to preach about Krishna. They don't come here to enjoy their physical body. Of course, we have to enjoy our body to some degree. We may be married, we may be, you know, we have to eat. We should eat nice prasadam. But at the same time, there are certain parameters that we should follow strictly, and then we can qualify to get a body in Lord Chaitanya's dancing party. And that is, wherever that is, whether it's on this planet or another planet, that is the greatest good fortune. So we're very lucky that we took birth in the Kali Yuga, because we get to hear about Lord Chaitanya. We get to read all these wonderful books written by Lord Chaitanya's associates about Krishna in Vrindavan. So we're incredibly lucky. Hare Krishna. Any reflections? Yes, please. You're the first. You're the senior most devotee here. He joined in 1978. 68, I mean, 68. 1968. How many devotees are sitting in the temple room, come to Mangalati, chanting their rounds, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
It's still a neophyte. Still a neophyte. We know that.
See how he's still a neophyte. And distributing books. What would you like to say?
So, you mentioned that I don't deserve your praise, but thank you.
Hare Krishna.
You mentioned, I think, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur praised that if I have to take birth in the material world, then they take birth as an insect in a Vaishnava family.
Right.
But I understand, yeah, that's nice. But Srila Prabhupada told us that we should, like you mentioned it also, that we should be serious about our spiritual life. And want to go back in this very lifetime.
Yeah.
Prabhupada said, if a devotee is very sincere and serious, and he or she needs more years to become fully Krishna conscious, Krishna will give him that extra years to give him the opportunity to become fully Krishna conscious.
You mean even if you live to be 100, he might let you live to be 150? I mean, he can't give you more years. Anyway, I'm sure, you know, anyone who's sincere, Krishna will do what's best for them. That's the bottom line. I mean, whatever it takes, Krishna is always trying to help his devotees. But we can't really contradict the laws of nature, you know, and live. You know, we have to be serious so that we know the body's going to die. We can't expect to live, you know, longer than the laws of nature permit. So we have to be very serious and prepare for the time of death. We can't say, well, Krishna's going to extend my life because I'm not quite there yet. He'll give me another 20 years. You never know. Yes.
So you were speaking about even dressing the deities on a Sunday, that's his preaching.
Yeah.
So last night I was, I got next to a couple who had a young girl with them visiting. They were in line for prasadam. And so we sat down and they told me that the young girl, she was 10 years old, that she was crying when she came here. Now, I don't know if it was after the drama or after seeing the deities or encountering other devotees, but the girl was crying, saying, everyone is so pure here. Mm. I feel so low.
Wow.
Imagine, a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
So she was just experiencing just the atmosphere. So just to even maintain this place in a chocolate, beautiful, you know, and dressing the deities and drama like that.
That's amazing.
Thank you very much. I saw this video the other day of people talking about being vegetarian. There was a 4-year-old girl on it who was, I'm not sure, I think came from LA somewhere. They do this book table and they sell sets of books. It's pretty amazing how they do it. But there was a 4-year-old girl and she said, I'm going to become a vegetarian because I know that animals have a soul and they don't want to die. She was only 4 years old. So there is a lot of pious souls in America, and you know, it's very enlivening to go out and, you know, meet people who are, you know, feel grateful to receive this books or knowledge about Krishna. Any other? Yes, over here. Where are you from? You're from South India?
Yeah.
We were just talking about you.
I am.
What part of South India?
Bangalore.
Bangalore, okay.
We have a huge ISKCON temple over there.
Which ISKCON?
Yeah, very huge actually.
Okay, the big one?
Sorry?
The big ISKCON temple?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Big one.
Uh-huh. This verse we were talking, this verse is specifically about how in the age of Kali, people from the Satya Yuga want to take birth in the Kali Yuga because there are many devotees of the Lord in South India. And they bathe in all these rivers like the Kaveri, Tamapani. So, you're the living proof. What were you going to say?
So you were mentioning about taking birth as an insect or a flower in Vrindavan. But I might be speaking out of breath here, but isn't it true that according to the Bhagavad Gita, what God has preached is that to obtain ultimate salvation is the aim of should be the aim of a person's life, such that the person should not take birth again. And it should be the salvation and the person should become one with the God. Isn't it through that way?
Well, one with God has certain connotations which may not necessarily be the goal of a Vaishnava. We want to become one with God in spirit, but we don't want to merge into God's existence. We are the servant. We're always the servant. So we become one with God's desires. We want to do what God wants us to do, but we don't merge into His, you know, spiritual effulgence or anything like that. So yeah, our goal is to go back to Godhead and to get out of the material world. But at the same time, we also have to have a mood of humility that maybe we're not qualified to go back to Godhead yet. You know, maybe we still have some impurities. I mean, we all know in our hearts what attachments we have. Maybe we're attached to cricket or, you know, money or, you know, whatever it is. So we have to detach ourselves from all these material attachments by the process of back to yoga so that at the time of death, we are completely absorbed in thinking of Krishna's lotus feet, that our mind does not at all, you know, vacillate from that thought, that we don't think of anything else. So if you, yeah, that's the goal, go back to God at the end of this life, but it's not so easy, we have to be very serious.
Thank you.
Okay, Hare Krishna.
We're not Mayavadis. We don't, you're not God, not God. We don't merge into God. God is a person, you're a person. We have a relationship with God. This man is Krishna, the Supreme Lord, and we're not the Supreme Lord.
Anyway, we've given it to him. It's okay. Krishna Nichidas. You know, we're always eternal servant of Krishna. So what would you like to be in the spiritual world? Have you read the options? You know what the options are? Well, they're described in the Nectar of Devotion, different places, how the living entity can have different relationships with Krishna. But all of these relationships, you know, are based on us understanding how, you know, we are Krishna's eternal servant. So you can be a parent, you can be a friend or a servant. There's different relationships. So we should try to understand the philosophy. Read the books. Do you have all the books? You have a set of Chaitanya Charitamrita? You need to get the books. You need to study the books. Where do you live? Oh, you're UF? Do you study at UF? Oh, okay. We'll get a set of Srimad Bhagavatams and a set of Chaitanya Charitamritas, and then you can study the philosophy. Okay. Hare Krishna. Anything else? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.